The explorers of the New World are often mentioned in history books and classrooms, but biologists and botanists, in search of new finds in the plant and animal worlds, have generally gotten short shrift. But these naturalists often embarked on as many adventures and faced as many dangers as Columbus, Coronado, or Cortez. Such was generally the case with Thomas Drummond, a British botanist who left his position as curator of the Belfast Botanic Garden to begin a career in natural history collecting in North America. His first trek into the wild was an expedition to Canada in 1825, where the group followed the Hudson Bay Company route. Drummond got a rude introduction to survival skills as he endured months of deprivation, isolation, and physical hardship. But the life of a loner searching for new forms of plant life in a new world must have agreed with him, for 6 years later he was working as an independent plant collector. In the American Northwest, he spent a winter in a brush hut and was reduced to chewing frozen deerskin after snow blindness kept him from shooting game. He had a run-in with a grizzly mother who, in protecting her cub, almost killed the naturalist. And he learned to accept skunk meat as a way of warding off starvation. In 1833, he made arrangements to travel to Galveston, Texas, by sea. This journey was fraught with peril, as he was struck by a shipboard epidemic of cholera. He was one of few passengers and crew to survive the ordeal, and then he spent the winter alone on Galveston Island, where he nearly starved, lost the use of one of his hands for 2 months, and suffered such severe boils and infections that he wasn't able to lie down. Nevertheless, during his stay in Galveston, he sent hundreds of species of plants, birds, snakes, shells, and seeds to Britain. And he must have loved the Texas terrain, for he applied for a grant of land and intended to someday bring his family to America to establish a new home. However, he did not ever realize this goal. He continued to press on into relatively unknown regions, looking for new wonders in the plant world. He set off from Galveston with plans to sail to Cuba and explore the flora and fauna, then travel to Key West and through the rest of Florida with his specimen boxes, drawings, and diaries. Drummond arrived in Cuba, where his life was cut short by unknown causes. A letter from the American consul in Havana was received in England in 1835, along with a few personal items and a death certificate. The exact fate of Thomas Drummond and his scientific records were never discovered. But the native North American plants that he discovered and then sent to the world represent a sizable collection during an impressive, if short, career. He found some of the most beautiful and colorful plants that Texas had to offer, including bluebells, foxglove penstemon, and wine cups. Perhaps the plant he is most associated with in today's gardening world is the annual Phlox Drummondii, which became the rage of English and European gardens. Phlox still seemed to be near the top of everyone's popularity list, so next week we'll look at this colorful flower that journeyed from America around the world. Thanks to the courage and determination of pioneer plant finders like Thomas Drummond. Information used in writing this story came from Cynthia Mueller, College Station, Texas, and from the book 100 Flowers and How They Got Their Names by Diana Wells.